Eye-opening ways to save your vision. This is Save Your Vision Month. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and it's another edition of A Healthier Michigan from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan as we tap into the expertise of Dr. Gina Lynam Walker, Associate Medical Director at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Dr. Lynam Walker, welcome back. What does research say about vision impairment in the United States? How extensive is it?
It's pretty extensive, and thanks for having me. About 12 million people in the United States, 40 years and over, have vision impairment. And as a matter of fact, 93 million people are at risk for eye impairment, but only half of those people seek an eye exam. So it's a big problem in the United States, and we're lucky that we're coming into March as Save Your Vision Month, so this is a perfect time to talk about it.
So let's delve right in and talk about some of the reasons behind those high statistics. We'll start first with diet. Does diet impact vision quality?
Yes, certainly. Certain vitamins and minerals found in food may play a role in preventing cataracts and other age-related problems such as macular degeneration, which is loss of the central vision and the eye. So diet does play a big role, and that's something that we have control over, and we can make a great impact on protecting our vision because of that.
Can you give us some more ideas on what we should be doing with our diet then when it comes to our eye health, Dr. Lynam Walker?
Sure. We've probably all heard that carrots are good for our eyes, and that's true. Vitamin A is one thing that carrots have. They have something called beta-carotene. And you can find that not only in carrots, but things like mangoes, apricots, raw red peppers, cantaloupe. Those things have vitamin A. And what that does, the vitamin A nourishes the cornea of our eye and keeps that part of the eye lubricated. So it's very important to get some vitamin A in our diet. And there are a lot of other vitamins and minerals as well.
So vitamins and minerals does the body good and your eyes as well. Keep that in mind. You mentioned two age-related problems, and that is macular degeneration and then, of course, cataracts. Can you tell us what people need to look for? Because a lot of times it starts happening and you don't quite realize what's going on. So what are some of the signs and symptoms of that?
Yeah, there are three big ones that, you know, as we get older, they tend to occur more often. And that would be glaucoma, which means there's increased pressure affecting the nerve of the eye or the optic nerve. There's cataracts, which cause clouding of the lens of the eye, and something called age-related macular degeneration, and that's fairly common as well as the diabetic retinopathy. So many people in our country have diabetes, and they have to watch out for that problem as well, which is a leading cause of blindness in our country. So those are some of the big ones that we need to be concerned about. And often, like you said, we don't have any symptoms until we start to progress. So that's why it's important to get an eye exam.
Yeah, a regular eye exam with your ophthalmologist. And, so is it the clouding of the eye that would be a sign? You just can't see as well as you used to?
Right. You may have blurred vision. You may start to see halos around your eye when you're driving at night. Your night vision may be impacted. With macular degeneration, you might not be able to see. That peripheral vision may be affected, but you can't see on either side of your visual field may be impacted. And things like glaucoma, you may not have symptoms until it progresses to a certain degree, and that has a bit of a genetic component to it. So it's also important to know your family history because glaucoma may run in families, so that's important as well.
And there can be treatment for all of that you've mentioned, right?
Absolutely, and that's why it's so important to get an eye exam The American Optometrist Association, they suggest getting an eye exam. Even in children, 7% of children have eye problems. So starting young, taking them to your pediatrician. Once we reach 18 to 39, an eye exam should be done every couple of years. And up until age 64, a couple of years, unless you have, you know, other eye problems. But then starting at age 65, they suggest an eye exam every year, whether or not you have problems or not. So those regular eye exams are very important from childhood through adult.
Talking with Dr. Gina Lynam-Walker, Associate Medical Director at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, on our A Healthier Michigan segment. By the way, our listeners can go online to ahealthiermichigan.org and get a lot of information about eye health on there this month. Again, ahealthiermichigan.org. Dr. Lynam-Walker, how does screen time influence vision? I imagine this is something that can affect both children and adults.
Oh, yeah. All of us are on our screens now. About 80% of American adults use digital devices more than 2 hours per day, according to the Vision Council. So it's something that we're all exposed to. 50% of Americans have symptoms of eye strain. Those symptoms may be dry eye. You could have blurred vision. Some people develop headaches, back and neck pain. So those are some symptoms to look out for, which may be a symptom of eye strain or eye problems. And what they've shown, or research has shown, is that that blue light that's emitted from our devices can almost be as strong as sunlight. So that's why it's important to do some regular things to kind of minimize your exposure to that blue light from our devices.
That is really interesting. Almost as strong as sunlight. Wow. And I remember that my dad used to get special glasses. He did a lot of computer work and would wear special glasses when he was doing that work to help mitigate the glare from the screen. So there are options for people out there. Any other tips that you can give our listeners that they should be keeping in mind to save their vision, Dr. Lynam-Walker?
Yes, again, want to stay away from that blue light. So you want to rest your eyes from the computer, get up every so often. We say the 20-20-20 rule, you know, every 20 minutes, kind of avert your eyes from that screen, get up, take a little bit of a break. But there's some lifestyle changes. As we've mentioned, diet's very important. Vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E are all protective of the eye. Also, quitting smoking. People don't realize that smoke or cigarette smoking can affect the eye and can be a cause of cataract and those other big problems that we talked about. Also, you know, managing your weight. Obesity in this country can contribute to diabetes. And when you are diabetic, you want to try to maintain the blood sugars and shoot for that goal of your A1C being less than 7%. So those are some of the things that you can do just as a lifestyle change to manage and protect your eyes. Very important. Oh, one thing I want to mention also, wearing sunglasses. We don't think about that, but protecting our eyes from the sun and not looking directly at the sun are important factors to remember.
Great advice today, and some of it you've heard before, but maybe you learned something new in regards to what you should be eating for great eye health and how to save your vision. Our thanks to Dr. Gina Lynam-Walker, Associate Medical Director at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Visit ahealthiermichigan.org for more information. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.